Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. Your name, for your name is above all name. We stop at this anointed and hour, thanking you for this day in your house. We pray now, Lord God, that you would allow me a word from on high that would transform the lives of everyone who is under the sound of my voice. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit in me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly your word, which you've raised. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are listening to my Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching us as we stream live, we bless the name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the eighth chapter. And the 12th verse. The Gospel of John, the 8th chapter verse. And when you found it, say amen. And we have it on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. he that follow me, but shall have the light of life. Thank you. You may be seated. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. It's a topic, I am the light of the world. Amen. There are times in our life that we speak in reference to the totality of the completeness of what God is doing in our life. Think about what God has done and continue to do in a contemporary society, in a contemporary setting, that God is moving us parenthetically to a greater expectation and a greater accountability in our personal with him. When I think about what Christ has done and continued to do, when I think about all of the things that he has sanctioned, declared, and decreed, we see a mighty God who looks far beyond many faults and frailties, and he's meeting us right where we are. That's the God that we serve. And the same began to give us a reckoning as to who he is. He began to reveal his identity, knowing that even in the midst of us trying to find out who he is, the Lord is simply saying, I am that I am. And so when we see what God is up to, we see what God is doing, we are headed under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, that we might be able to move closer, uniquely closer to him, that he may reveal to us those things which must shortly come to pass so that we can be preparing for his great arrival. Anybody know that? We are here today not because we're good, nor because we're great, nor the things that we've done in this life is so pleasing to the Lord that he just looked at us and says, I'm happy with, because there's some stuff in us that displeases him. Anybody got any stuff in their life? Raise your hand and shame the devil, because he wants you to keep your hand with him. Praise, honor, and glory. But I have and serve a Lord and a God who honors and who adores our worship and our praise. We came in this morning with praising on our mind. We came into the house of the Lord seeking to worship and praise him for how good he is and how great he is. Did he not clothe you in your right mind? Is he not a God of today, tomorrow, and forevermore? The God that we serve is a moving God. He's moving into our space because he wants to have a relationship with you. Anybody got a relationship with you? I was once lost, us now. I was found, but look at us now. Because had we been on the outside of the provision of the Lord, where would we be today? But the Lord God that we serve is a mighty God. The Lord God that we serve is an eternal God. The Lord inhabited the praises of his people. I need to ask a question. Are you his people? For if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. If my people say they love me, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that if you say you love me, there ought to be some sign sometime. Because the God that we serve, that he gave us all that he had so that each and every one of us could get all that he had. You missed it. Angels in heaven adore him. They bow down before him. And I can't say thank you.
Come on.
And every tongue shall, you talking to me now. Because the Lord said, I need you to acknowledge who I am. Pastor, don't take all that. What does it take?
Come on.
Then what does it take? He got us up this morning. The light of the world. Look at these lights. If the lights were not on, you would be in darkness. So he said, I am the light of the world. So the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it. He's the light of the world. He's shining on us so that we, my brothers and sisters, he is a creating God. a God who brought all things into existence. He is a God of today, tomorrow, and forevermore. What that means, he's a God of eternity. He's a God who speaks and everything come into existence. He is a God who knows where we're headed before we get there. He knows there's going to be lost for those who will not see. But he is the light of the world. He is a God who created the sun. And the sun in the sky sheds light on the God who placed the sun in the middle of the solar system. And the solar system is spinning around the sun. The sun does move from place to place at times because it has its own orbit, like the earth moves from place to place because it has season. To everything there is a season and a time. And God says, but I have time under my dominion, because God established time when he established days. And a day in the eyes of the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is I'm trying to preach this, Mathis.
Come on.
I am. Let's hold it there. I am Yahweh. I am Adonai. I am Jehovah. I am the declared and decreed. I am Moses that I am. I am your water when you are thirsty. I am your food when you're hungry. I am your shelter in a time of storm. I am that I am. I am Jehovah Nissi. I am your banner in a battle. God who goes before you in every battle that we face in life. And when the enemy think he got you knocked down, he don't know that he's dealing with an I am God who is your banner. So when the enemy tried to take you out, God said, I'm going before you in every battle that you take. I'm going before you in every situation that you go through. I am your banner. And he is our protection. I am. And what I love about this, I am. We know he did it all for you and I. There's a song that says he did. We serve a God who's a giving God. A gracious God. But most of all, a forgiving God.
Yeah.
How many could raise your hand and say, if I were not forgiven, were I? It's knocking on the doors of our heart. He forgave us, not because we're good there, but because his grace, his unmerited favor, is being bestowed upon a generation that he's trying to save. God ain't trying to judge us. God is trying to save us. Because they won't bow before. Every knee shall bow. So God says, what can I do with a people who are made in my image that won't bow before me? What can I do with an angel who thought he was more than I do with those angels that warred against me? He said, I'll just make a place for them that is separated from him in darkness. In darkness. In the deepest of deep, in the blackest of black, in a separation from God for eternity. Have you ever been in a room where, now we know our homes and we can feel our way around, but if you've ever been in a black setting and you don't have any light, it's scary. Yeah. What will it be like if you are separated from the light of the world for eternity? God in the sky, help me, Holy Spirit. He set the sun in the sky so that he could shed light on those of us who needed it. Yes. The S-U-N sun was set in the sky that would illuminate over all of us that are in the solar system. The S-U-N sun did it. And I said, what kind of God is it?
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry.